This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Holiday weekend is upon us, Thanksgiving weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to help us through a lot of different things to make it so you don't get sick, keep you well, and have a focus on a lot of the things that are in the medical journals this week. Dr. Ken makes it his business to take... How many different journals are there, do you think, about every week?
About 3,000.
Yeah, really? I had no idea.
On a monthly basis.
All right. So every week you decide to look at what, a dozen, two dozen? How do you decide what to look at and then what piques your interest when you decide which journal to look at? Then how do you decide what you want to pick and choose to examine and report on?
Well, I got to give out the secret sauce here. I'm just joking.
Just a little.
I'm just joking. There's a handful of journals, 10 to 15, that are considered the most newsworthy, the most important breakthroughs of the week get published in. And I try to, with the help of the internet today, you know, I used to have to sit in the medical library for hours do that. And now, you know, you don't get as much sitting time, which is good. So you can do it so much more effectively now with technology.
Yeah, it makes good sense.
And you can scan medical journals so quickly because they're all online now.
Yeah. So Dr. Ken is here from his perch, his clinic in Florida's Lake Cardiology, and some of the journals he's looked at this week. Let's go to... what is BMJ? I should know that because you've used
British Medical Journal.
That's okay. So how your personality affects how long you live. This is very important and seems to almost be, when you think about it, after you talk about it for a while, this is like a duh, because people who, their personality includes how you get along with people, how much anger you have, how much fear you have, that sort of thing, right?
Well, this is a great study. And the news this week is that an individual's personality traits in adolescence may actually help predict their longevity, how long they're going to stay on planet Earth. Look what these scientists did, Doug. They took almost 400,000 high school students in over 1,300 high schools, and they followed them for 48 years. So these are students who were in high school back in the 1960s. This is a pretty impressive study. And they reported this week that individuals who scored highly on calmness, social sensitivity, which is really empathy, tidiness, sense of curiosity, and degree of maturity, but scored low on impulsivity, they appear to have a lower risk of all-cause death over this 48-year period. So calmness, empathy, tidiness, curiosity, and maturity.
Sounds like I'd make a song. Curiosity. Yeah. Well, it does, though, sort of make sense.
It does make sense, and they've proven it.
Yeah. All right, let's see. What else do we have here? Your cholesterol. And it's, I guess, this is something, I get into this all the time with you and some of the other people that I have on the air, because there are those who think the cholesterol numbers are meaningless. They don't manage, they don't do anything really, they don't tell you anything.
Well, they need a wake-up call.
I know, you don't agree with that at all. So managing cholesterol in the sense that Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia... It can be affected. Is this because of the arteries being plugged up? If you have a lot of cholesterol, does that plug up your arteries?
Well, I think cholesterol is a very complicated word, and you know, you have to really get into it to understand it, and that's why there's controversy. But if you have a good feel for it, you know it's important. There are parts, facets of it that are important, mm-hmm. and The publication this week, Acta Neuropathologica, is interesting. They find that there's a handful of genetic variants that increases some people's risk of both dementia and cardiovascular disease. And thus, we may be able to repurpose some of the cardiovascular drugs to help prevent or treat Alzheimer's. And this is a huge issue because it's predicted that the burden of Alzheimer's disease is expected to double by 2060. It's a huge issue right now, but it's going to double by 2060. So what you want to focus on, make it simple. It's the bad cholesterol, the LDL, and the triglycerides. You want to keep them under control, and this could help manage your Alzheimer's risk in some people. And anyone who thinks that not following your LDL bad cholesterol and your triglycerides has been asleep, Doug.
Been asleep. All right, asleep. I'll pass that along to some of my other brethren here. I want to talk for a minute about
something. And I mean
something.
That politely.
No, I understand you. The teen obesity epidemic and what happens as a result of that. I was looking at a study that tracked the weight and survival of 6,000 Americans for 24 years and the excess pounds and what happens to that. You've said many times on this program, you've never seen a fat old person.
Well, I've never seen an obese 90-year-old male. Okay. I've seen one female in my practice, and I talk to all my colleagues at meetings. Do you have any obese 90-year-old males in your practice? And I've never heard one tell me yes, and I'm waiting to see the first one.
But women, so obese women can live longer than obese men.
They're not going to do well compared to their own sex, but they do slightly better. But if you know any 90-year-old men, they all have the same body type. They're really slim.
Yeah. Right, I've seen that happen. So the body mass index on being obese is what, 35, something like that?
30.
It's 30. Okay.
It's 20. Well, let's recalibrate. Overweight is over 25. Obese is over 30.
So if you're over 30, it increases your death, the odds of your dying before you get to 60 by 27%. Double. For very obese people, that is those who are 40 BMI.
Morbid obesity.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, that just makes sense. How does your heart push the blood through your system?
With a lot of difficulty.
Yeah, doesn't do that easily at all.
And the one person where the BMI falls down is the very, very muscular person because muscle is so much more heavier than fat. So people who are extremely muscular have higher BMIs, and we give them a few extra points before we call them obese or overweight.
Mm-hmm. So now let's relate that to the study you found on teen obesity as it is tied to a certain form of cancer.
Yes, very important. This came out just this week in the medical journal Cancer, Doug. Teen obesity, it's been linked, as you've been talking about, to many health problems later in life. We've talked about them over the years. But the news this week is that increased risk for deadly pancreatic cancer is one of them. Men who are obese in adolescence have more than three times the risk of pancreatic cancer in adulthood. And obese teen girls, they have more than four times the risk. It's possible the inflammation caused by excess weight, Doug, might later contribute to tumor inflammation. So it's this inflammation that's caused by excess weight has problems all over the body.
Well, inflammation causes all the illness that when your body, by definition, is inflamed, whether it's a cut, whether it's arthritis, whether it's all inflammation.
Right. No matter what, excess weight, exactly. And excess weight is felt to be a big trigger of inflammation.
Mm, wow. Well, it's kind of, it is what it is. You can't get away from it, and why would you want to? But we have so much focus on eating and gaining weight now, between Thanksgiving, parties before Christmas, Hanukkah's next week, then Christmas, then New Year's. I saw something that suggested the average person would gain 5 pounds in the next 5 weeks, a pound
Absolutely.
A week.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's just the average. Many more. And mm-hmm. this is a tough time, and that's why New Year's, everyone's setting their resolutions to just in moderation. You know, you can be social and sociable without gorging. You don't have to prove how nice and friendly a person you are by just overwhelmingly eating.
Yeah, don't overeat. Bottom line, you're going to do a little of it. I mean, okay, but not every single
treats day. Are okay. You know, it's okay to enjoy yourself, but just watch the scale. I mean, I know everyone doesn't agree with this, but I'm a great believer in watching that scale.
Well, I do every day. When I got back from California last April, I weighed 184 pounds. Way too heavy. You tell me that for my weight and height, I should be in the high 160s. So getting on that Calitran diet that I did, I actually told a story, and it's true. I lost 10 pounds and have kept it off. Some days, though, I'll go, I forget where I was the other night. I went to dinner with somebody the other night, and I seem to gain a couple of pounds whenever I go out to eat. If I'm home and I'm eating, I don't gain anyway. But if I go out, I eat, and we talk, and you eat, and you talk.
Absolutely. I'm like that the same way.
So you get on the scale, and it reads 176 and a half or something. And you go to bed, you get up in the morning, and not to be too crude about it, you go to the bathroom, and you get on the scale again, and it's down to 174.
Dry weight.
Yep, that's what it is. It's the dry. Well, what are we supposed to... I mean, when I go to your office, we don't take our clothes off. So
weight fluctuates amazingly much during the day, and it is influenced by what you're wearing, what's in your pockets, and your bowel movements, your bathroom habits, what you just described. But doctors call something dry weight, and I recommend everybody try to collect their dry weight each day, and that's... You know, in your birthday suit after you've done your bathroom chores.
Right. There you go. Word to the wise. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. If you want to leave a lasting impression on anybody and everybody, studies upon studies upon studies have proven that your smile is the best way for you to be unforgettable. Power swabs. You call that number and you get them for half price. Can't get them in stores. Can't get this deal online. Only by calling 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs. Use the code DJV or you can say Doug and you'll buy them for half the retail price. Available directly to the consumer. 800-208-1797. Are you tossing and turning every night? Counting sheep gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now, with my pillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let my pillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, my pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air. And they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dr. Ken with Dr. Doug here on the Good Day Health Program. We discuss a new study from the American Heart Association on the latest podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. We talk about the noisy environment and how that affects your heart on this podcast. We also have a conversation with Dr. Mark Montalcino, who came from the Menlo Clinic for Functional Medicine. He talked about the anxiety disorders that are affecting 1 in 8 children in our country. That puts them at risk for poor school performance and sleep problems and relationship problems, peer problems, substance abuse, all that sort of thing. So you may want to check that out. Also, we discuss research that shows that exercise is a key ingredient for helping drug addiction. If you're one of the 1 to 10 Americans having a tough time controlling your sexual urges, you have some information there from Dr. Ken as well, plus all kinds of other things. Focused on maintaining your good health. That's the story. Get the podcast every week. They're archived, and the description of each one of them is right there. You click on them, and you go right to the podcast. It's gooddayhealthshow.com. We are having that conversation with Ken now about the items that he found this week. It's holiday heart time, and he's a cardiologist, so listen to what he says about protecting your heart. There's an interesting, I don't know if interesting is the right word for it. I think that's an overused word, actually. This is compelling, I would say, the information on who's committing suicide, Ken.
Exactly. Compelling information we need to share and really digest and pass along to everybody. And if you hear it, pass along. You may save a life. This comes out of the CDC this week that the rate of suicide, Doug, among U.S. workers has jumped 34% since the year 2000. That's a lot. Right. And certain occupations seem to be riskier than others. Radio broadcasters, just listen to this. Uh-oh. But not men. Those most at risk are men with construction and extraction jobs and women in the arts, design, entertainment, sports, and media. It's important to recognize the warning signs that someone might want to end their life. Can I go over some of them?
Please.
And you would think this time of year when everybody's supposed to be so happy and jolly celebrating the holidays, this is actually a peak of suicide because Actually, people begin to realize that maybe their lives aren't as happy as they think they should be, and that's when they act. So this is a time when we all need to be vigilant about these warning signs. So let me go through them. These are some of the signs you want to watch, and if you have anyone you know demonstrating any of this, they need some immediate help. So talking about wanting to die or kill themselves, that's a pretty obvious one. But talking about feeling empty, hopeless, or having no reason to live. Looking for ways to kill themselves, such as searching online, stockpiling pills, or buying a gun. Talking about great guilt or shame, or feelings about being trapped. Feeling unbearable, emotional, or physical pain. Talking about being a burden to others. More frequent use of alcohol or drugs. Withdrawing from family and friends. Changing eating and or sleeping habits. And giving away important possessions. Again, people showing any of these behaviors, help them get some help. Here's an important number, National Suicide Prevention Line. If you don't have anyone professionally that you know that you can go to, it's 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K.
T-A-L-K also is 8255, so that's a number. That is great advice. Parents, children, it just has become, as you've said, I don't mean to simplify, but it is kind of a simple thing when you get right down to it. So personality is important as well for consideration here. Coming up, if you are a coffee lover, you'll be intrigued by Ken's next report here on Good Day Health, 28 past the hour.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated disc, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A major scientific report has been released by 13 federal agencies on climate change. The report paints an almost doomsday scenario, predicting more catastrophic storms, droughts, and wildfires if immediate steps are not taken to slow or stop global warming. The Trump administration decided to quietly release the report on the world's weather and its effects on things like hurricanes and wildfires, both which have cost this country in particular lives and money. The report says these kind of disasters will get worse. Reporter Eric Roston of Bloomberg News.
It was written by 300 or so scientists, about half of them employees of the federal government, another half from universities and other research institutions.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
To get on the road to wellness, then start your journey with the Good Day Health podcast. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Ken and Doug doing Good Day Health with Dr. Ken and bringing you up to date on all the health news published in the medical journals this week in easy to understand language. Information that you can add to your lifestyle to improve the quality of your life and even keep you on planet Earth a bit longer. We all know or ourselves love coffee. And have you ever wondered why some people in the family, some people in your a group love it and some people can't stand it? Often the families love it more than others. And there's a report out this week in Scientific Reports that say that the love of coffee may actually be genetic. And now I'm beginning to understand. I mean, I can take a little bit of coffee, but I'm not crazy about it. And I have friends who are crazy about it. Now I'm beginning to understand why there are these differences. And here's how they explain it. It's a little bit surprising. Coffee's bitter taste should not be a selling point, but a genetic variant explains why so many people love coffee. It's the bitterness It evolved as a natural warning system to all of us to protect us from harmful substances so we didn't consume them. That means people should want to spit out coffee. But the news this week is that the more sensitive you are to the bitter taste of caffeine, actually, the more coffee you drink. The sensitivity is caused by a genetic variant. Surprisingly, people with an increased sensitivity to the bitterness of coffee have learned to associate good things with it, which would be the stimulation provided by caffeine. So if you're sensitive to this bitterness of coffee, you just like that caffeine sensation, and you're in the group that just loves and adores caffeine. I'm Dr. Yeah. Ken Kronhaus.
You are?
I am, and I'm not an adorer of caffeine, coffee, but I know people who are. I see them in my practice all the time, and now I begin to understand it a little better based on this publication this week in the medical journal Scientific Reports.
Well, so the caffeine thing is one. We get addicted to stuff, and caffeine isn't in the main good for you. Coffee, however, the ingredients, the cocoa beans, seem to be good for you. So something that's addictive like this has more good to it than not. Not the case with cigarettes. I don't know if you saw this week or not. The big tobacco companies are now required to put risk labeling on the cartons. So people, you know better than anybody, because you treat them all the time. I guess I would ask you how many people who have heart disease are coming to your practice, late cardiology, because they smoke. 500,000 people died last year from the harmful effects of cigarette smoke, heart disease, all kinds of lung problems. But do you think the putting of these horrible warnings or pictures on the carton is going to do any good? Do you ever talk to your patients about that?
Yeah, I do, and I don't think these warnings are new. We've been seeing them since, the 1960s?
Yeah, but now they're being required to put on the... Back in 1999, the Justice Department told the biggest cigarette manufacturers they had to put pictures of what harm it does, but they didn't have to put words. And so now they have to put words on the cartons addressing topics like the addictiveness of nicotine, the risks associated with secondhand smoke. All that stuff is new.
I think it's all good. The problem is that it's so addictive that there's just so much you can do. And then there are genetic types that are more sensitive to the addiction. So I think anything we can do to educate, because, you know, if you smoke, the odds are extremely high you're going to eventually need a heart doctor, a lung doctor, and other doctors.
Yep.
And anything we can do to prevent it, it's the most preventable lung cancer due to smoking, the most preventable cancer in the world. And anything we can do to help prevent it is what I'm in favor of. And, I wish you needed a license to smoke. But,
yeah, I know.
But, you know, anything we can do to stop it. But I just know that there are genetic types, you know, you'll see them in the intensive care unit. They've already been diagnosed with a horrible life-taking away cancer. They're on the breathing machine, and they're still smoking. And they're
amazing.
These genetic types.
There's this woman that lives down the street from me, about 4 miles from here, is an apartment house in one of the villages in town. And I drive by probably once a day. I go down that road, and invariably I see this woman outside, looks to be about 70-something. She's on a walker, and she's puffing away. Just puff. You can see her.
It's her one pleasure of the day.
Oh, my God. It's just awful. All right, here's something that I want your read on. There are people who are trying to sell us honey, and, in fact, this study suggests that, especially for children under 6, honey could be better for a cough than the cough medicine. Honey, better than cough medicine to counter coughing and colds if you're under the age of 6. Focus on giving your children hydration and honey for the cough. What do you think of that?
Yes, a spoonful of honey helps
the medicine go down.
Yes, and this is a good study. I love it. I just think that we've talked about it. I think there's natural immunity that the bees put in the local honey that helps fight whatever it is that's there. And I think honey is a wonderfully, in moderation, is a wonderfully healthy food. I like honey.
Yep, no question about it. Okay, here's something. There's a new app, a smartphone app, that is showing promise for determining if a person is suffering from a serious heart attack. The app's accuracy was, this is something that they say is better than or almost as effective away from the electrocardiogram. Traditional doctors say, well, okay, but it would seem to me, and according to the study, it identifies a serious form of heart attack. So what do you think of this system for identifying very specific and deadly forms of heart attack?
Well, if you have the right smartphone with the right app on it, it is accurate. It actually can show on the an EKG on your smartphone what us heart doctors look for in the EKG, a little line going upwards, and it can display it. The key is having this technology, knowing how to use it, and it's there. It's the future. And
can you use it on the smartphone?
I'm sorry?
You use it on the smartphone. But how is it connected to you? Is it, what makes it, what connects it to the?
It's a two-wire attachment.
It is. Okay.
You have to put a couple of wires on yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I don't know if you want to pull your own teeth. If you're thinking you have an issue, get to the emergency room. Don't waste the time. But this does work.
Maybe on the way, you'd want to do something about it. Yep. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, Good Day Health. The fellow that invented MyPillow, Mike Lindell, says, thank you. It's Thanksgiving. He wants to thank you for being a customer of MyPillow. If you're not a customer, you'll find their customer service to be extraordinary, second to none. I find it to be that way. I've ordered a number of things from MyPillow, not just pillows, pillowcases. I haven't got the sheets yet, but I have a mattress topper that I just got. They're into all kinds of great things to make sure you have a great night's rest. MyPillow. Become a MyPillow customer, and then you'll be thanking them. They thank you, you thank them. Good deal all the way around. Get any pillow they have in the catalog at MyPillow.com at a 50% deal. You buy two, and you only pay for one. That's how the deal works. So two for the price of one now. Any pillow at MyPillow.com. Look over the website. It's fascinating to see how they're building these pillows. The story of Mike Lindell, how he got started. A lot of customer testimonials. Here's a fellow that says, I purchased these pillows to help with my neck pain. Indeed, my neck pain and stiffness is diminished. Both husband and I monitor our sleep with a Fitbit. Sleep quality is increased. We started with the yellow and green levels and exchanged a couple for white. They have different thicknesses and stuff, and I think that's what you use the color for. Save a lot of money, 50% or more, by using the DJB code. Just look around and start your Christmas shopping. As far as health is concerned, it's a good thing to help people at Christmas time with healthy items, and this is a very healthy way to get a good night's sleep. It's MyPillow.com. In order to get all the special deals, the best prices, use the code DJV.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. Prince Royce and Sprint introduce a new international promotion and sweepstakes. With Sprint, enjoy free calls and texts from the U.S. to Colombia, Peru, Venezuela, and more destinations in Latin America and the Caribbean for 6 months. After, pay just $15 per month, plus your monthly service plan. Also, enter the Yevime Sprint sweepstakes for a chance to win devices, gift cards, and a trip abroad to visit family for one lucky winner. Enter on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just use hashtag Yevime Sprint Sweeps plus your country code.
What's up? It's Prince Roy. I know how important it is to stay connected with family, especially during the holidays. Now with Sprint, I can call my family in the Dominican Republic for free. Be sure to head to getonthesprint.com to learn about the sweepstakes for a chance to win an awesome trip to visit your relatives abroad, plus other cool prizes.
6 weekly and one grand prize winner will be chosen. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Legal residents of the 50 United States, including the District of Columbia, 18 and older, void where prohibited. Sweepstakes begins at midnight Eastern Time on November 12th and ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st, 2018. For official rules and complete details, visit getonthesprint.com. International long distance requires domestic service plan with primary usage within the United States. Restrictions apply.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Doug Steffen here with I'll say it on my own behalf, an insightful look into leisure sickness. And why does it happen during the holidays? You got a moment off to enjoy work, no work this weekend, so you have less stress, right? Well, it may not be the case with everybody. Stress sometimes is created by not having enough to do, i.e. leisure time. And that's not in your head. Leisure sickness during the holidays is actually a legitimate affliction. It tends to strike when you're traveling or slowing down from your normal hectic schedule. So if you've noticed symptoms like a headache, itchy throat, body aches, fatigue, you may be suffering from leisure sickness, and you can likely thank your busy schedule for that. Main culprits are stress and travel, whether you're heading off on a major vacation, having a staycation, simply enjoying the weekend. Often stressful times come right before and as a result of leaving work. And in that circumstance, the immune system can suffer greatly. Doctors, in fact, are saying between the heightened stress and the germs that come with travel during the cold weather, not surprising, people get sick. And that's, if you're traveling, you're going somewhere on your vacation, you get sick on your vacation. There's a lot of different things. In order to avoid leisure sickness, doctors say that you should do your best to manage stress. That's everybody. It's a killer. Most people are already dehydrated, consuming more caffeine and sugar drinks than water. So up your water intake to offset the increase in alcoholic drinks. Keep your eating and rest schedules consistent. And have a nice time on your vacation. A word to the wise. I'm Doug Steffen here on your Good Day Health program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus runs Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. This, if you're planning to go south for the winter and you want to stop in Orlando for any number of great reasons, very popular from now through spring, well, it's popular all year long, easy to get to Ken. Want to make the appointment, you dial 352-735-1400 for the office at Lake Cardiology. 352-735-1400 for Ken in his cardiology unit in Florida. It's a great place. Never mind just the cardiology. Just get a checkup, a good, thorough body checkup using all the tools, instruments, and toys that Ken has at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. I don't know whether you'll see people in your practice, but some doctors are. One of the things, the motto I have for Thanksgiving weekend or for any time, we're interested in giving thanks. We're interested in care. If you were given a person that was your responsibility to take care of, how would you do it? And I want to turn it around and have you look in the mirror, because there's someone you've been given charge, you've been told to take care of, is you. So eat well, exercise well, sleep well. That can tell you those are the most important things, caring for you. Never mind caring about other people. I've always been told that I care more for other people than I do for myself, and I need to take better care of myself. Well, I am who I am, and I do what I do, but I think passing that along, think of yourself, take care of yourself, because you can't take care of anybody else.
Allow me to add one extra ingredient to that wonderful formula you gave out.
Yeah.
Also get the stress out of your life.
Yeah, very important. Okay, so stress comes from eating things. People are worried about lettuce. There's a nationwide recall on romaine lettuce, Same nonsense with Listeria, Salmonella, E. coli. It's all the same stuff. And people don't wash the stuff. They grow the stuff. They wash it in huge vats. Can't get all the stuff off of it. So they put it in these sealed packages and stuff cooks. It's craziness. Don't eat things put in a package. That's what I would say, Ken.
About no you. Romaine lettuce until further warning.
There you go. 10 before the hour on Good Day Health.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
So it's Thanksgiving weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, not taking any. Well, this is an important adjunct to what we do in terms of public service, helping people, excuse me, with their medical needs. And we certainly have plenty of them because people eat and they eat and they eat some more, Ken. So as we pack on the pounds, you're a cardiologist, practiced at Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. How many people do you see, you expect to see in your office on Monday morning with heart problems after eating too much on Thanksgiving weekend?
Oh, a lot. This is holiday heart time, and alcohol, and especially too much of it, people who are not accustomed to it, can trigger rhythm problems, and also people who have blood pressure and heart failure issues, way too much salt. So it is a time when what we do especially affects how we're going to feel. So, you know, the old cliche, everything in moderation, it applies so importantly this time of year.
Yep. Well, but people don't do things in moderation. Look at all. The average person gains a pound, 619 extra calories a day from Thanksgiving to New Year's. Good Lord, what is that doing for us? Let's talk about your specialty, heart and cardiological items. Ken takes all of the information that comes from various and sundry reporting journals of medicine, and boils them down for us. For example, this one about strength training and what it does for your heart. I wish people would get this notion. You and I are on this bandwagon, and the more you exercise, the more you build up your muscle. It isn't just the muscles in your body, but your heart muscle apparently likes it a lot too, huh?
Well, muscles throughout. This is an important report from the 2018 American College of Cardiology Latin American Conference in Lima, Peru this past week, Doug. Exercises that build strength can benefit the heart more than aerobic activities such as walking and cycling. That's the headline. Adults should be physically active for at least 150 minutes each week. That's our current recommendation from the American Heart Association. And this activity should consist of at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity or 75 minutes per week of vigorous intensity aerobic exercise, or a combination. It is better to spread the exercise across the week than to complete it all in 1 or 2 days. But what about strength training? Well, we all should also do exercise that strengthens the muscles, such as resistance or weight training, at least 2 days per week. And if you want to get definition of the muscle, you want to do lighter weight, more reps. If you want to get strength, it's heavier weight and fewer reps.
Yep, that's how you do it. All right, so the heart area is also, by the way, I'm going to Lima on Sunday. Did I tell you I was going to Peru?
Wow, no.
Yeah. So maybe the conference is over by the time I get there.
And exactly. We'll get those barbells out.
That's it, right. Third blood pressure drug being recalled in recent weeks. What's the story with that?
Doug, for the third time in recent weeks, a blood pressure medication has been recalled because it may have been contaminated with an agent linked to cancer. Sandoz, a generic pharmaceutical company, voluntarily recalled Losartan potassium hydrochlorothiazide tablets because the pills could contain the impurity N-nitrosodiethylamine. This is abbreviated NDEA. N-nitrosodiethylamine. The tablets are manufactured by Lek Pharmaceuticals in Slovenia, and the impurity found is a probable carcinogen. NDA concerns have led to previous recalls of blood pressure medications, irbesartan last week and valsartan in September. CDC has concluded, Doug, that while there are no reports of NDMA causing cancer in humans, it is reasonable to expect that exposure could cause cancer in humans based on past research on mice. So this was done out of an abundance of caution, no one yet clearly harmed.
Yeah. It's like the recalls for lettuce and food and stuff. There's too much of that stuff going on. More quality control. Speaking of quality control, they have it at Texas Superfoods. Their complete organic super pill. It's a super capsule. You can also get it in the powdered form. Contains the essence of 55 naturally grown, organic, raw fruits and vegetables. They pick them, they dry them, they powder them, they put them in the capsule, then they put them in their little tin, and I take two in the morning and two at night to enhance my immune system. You ought to do that too, given the time of year. Whether you get a flu shot or you don't, this will keep you stronger so you don't get the flu, colds, that kind of stuff. This is recommended by all kinds of various associations, American Heart Association, etc. Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Get the capsules at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Have a healthy winter with Texas Superfood Complete Organic.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.